Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Moses for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee throws the ball into Hall, who tags Dickshot, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Estilella goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Kell reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ross, and towards Cuccinello, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Busch moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores takes first base on ball 4. Busch moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Busch trying to get to home. Kurt Wright throws the ball into Reynolds, who relays the ball to Castano, who tags Busch, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Flores moves to third. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Peck reaches second base with a double. Flores scores. Hall scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castano for the out. Nagel moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lopat pinch hits for Buck Ross. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Clay Touchstone now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Touchstone covering, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cuccinello. Kell moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Rosar moves to third. Busch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosar scores. Bush moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Touchstone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush scores. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickshott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Mueller now playing center field. Guy Curtwright now playing right field. Floyd Baker now playing second base. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Flores strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Peck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Touchstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Touchstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Touchstone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.